happening locally. The news.
And indeed, it is time for us to take our midweek look, our Wednesday morning look, some of the local stories here in the Republic of Panama. The Ministry of Labour and Labour Development, Mitradel, rejected in the first instance the request made by the Minera Panama Company to suspend approximately 7,000 labour contracts. The Ministry rejected outright the request for contract suspensions as inadmissible and made the notification, reported the Minister Doris Zapata. The decision was appealed by legal representatives of the company, and Zapata explained, "It's up to us in the second instance to respond. We, in fact, have taken care of the legal procedure, and that is why you have seen that we have maintained a bit of discretion," they said. The minister indicated that they rejected the request because there is a cessation of mine operations that is not temporary, but definitive. "Obviously, this results in the termination of employment of each of the workers," she said. "We continue in the process, depending on the times, to guarantee that all workers' rights are respected and the benefits that workers are entitled to receive are attended to," said the Minister of Labour. She indicated that regarding the voluntary retirement agreement announced by the company, which implies the termination of the employment contract by mutual agreement, this must include the payment of the seniority bonus, the 13th month, vacations, and 100% of the compensation. Mitradel reinforced the Special Mines Office with personnel to guide Minera Panama workers who seek to know the calculations of their benefits. Minera Panama signed a contract with the state to exploit copper in Donoso in the province of Colón, but as we know, the agreement was declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court of Justice. Following this ruling, the company Minera Panama, a subsidiary of First Quantum Minerals, announced that on the 29th of November it began an arbitration process before the International Court of Arbitration. At the same time, it presented the request to suspend more than 7,000 employment contracts in order to address the situation of employees. The first institutional meeting of the executive to implement the ruling of the Supreme Court of Justice that declared the mining contract unconstitutional took place on Tuesday and was headed by the head of Commerce and Industries, Jorge Rivera, staff. According to a statement from the government, in addition to staff, the Minister of Security, Juan Manuel Pino, participated in this first meeting. The Minister of Labour, Doris Zapata, and the Minister of the Environment, Milciades Concepcion, who were accompanied by their respective technical teams. It was reported that these meetings were called to evaluate the next steps for the implementation of the court's ruling, which declared the Law 406 unconstitutional, which adopted the contract between Minera Panama and the state. In this meeting, the teams analysed the information that is available to present the recommendations to the President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo. The court's ruling was published in the Official Gazette last Saturday, the 2nd of December. In his last public intervention on the ruling, Cortizo said that the process for closing the mine's activities will be inclusive, participatory, and transparent. The approval of this contract generated protests, road closures and teacher strikes for more than a month, which plunged the country into a social crisis. Panamanian David Ochi was arrested in Costa Rica in a police operation carried out on Tuesday. The teleticker network showed images showing that Ochi was captured in a small chalet in Guapiles de Pocosí, where there are many banana farms. Simultaneously, the judicial police carried out two other raids in La Selva de Guacimo and in Batán de Matina. At that last point, a farm where a packing plant recently purchased by Ochi operated was intervened, said the Teletica.com note. Ochi was later handcuffed and escorted by police officers who were wearing bulletproof vests. Before him, a woman came out, also handcuffed, who was wearing a towel over her hair. Now, according to FA News Agency, she would be Ochi's wife. The second woman was also arrested. Their names are unknown. In the raid, almost $9,000 in cash, jewellery, vehicles and agricultural machinery were seized. And this is going to be fixed in Panama because mine is a political persecution that began in the time of Juan Carlos Varela and was followed by Nito Cortizo, Ochi told the journalists who were waiting for him as he left that house. I have never violated the law in Panama, he indicated. The Attorney General of the nation, Javier Caraballo, confirmed Ochi's arrest and indicated that he will be subjected to a deferred extradition process since he must first answer for crimes that he is accused of in Costa Rica. He added that the extradition was requested by the Second Criminal Cases Court for his involvement in the new business case. On October the 6th, through the Foreign Ministry's International Affairs Directorate, the court had previously declared him in absentia. The prosecutor highlighted that the arrest of Ochi, as well as that of drug trafficker Dangelo Diane Ramirez in Cali, in Colombia, on the 22nd of November, is a sign that international collaboration is an effective tool in the fight against organized crime. The Attorney General of Costa Rica, Carlos Diaz, said in a press conference that Ochi will be prosecuted for money laundering and the use of a false document, and confirmed what Caraballo had already said about an eventual extradition to Panama. We must conclude our criminal process, and we could extradite him as soon as the process is concluded. It will be until Costa Rica finishes its criminal process, said Diaz. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, returned to Panama on the afternoon of this Tuesday after undergoing his periodic examinations for the diagnosis of myelodysplastic syndrome, and this is at the MD Anderson Hospital in Houston, Texas. This was reported by the Ministry of the Presidency in a statement. According to the Presidency, the results of the examinations obtained up to the time of his departure from Houston have been satisfactory, maintaining the remission of the disease. Hospital specialists have recommended President Cortizo, who is now 70 years of age, continue with treatment. The President left the country on Sunday, the 3rd of December, in the company of the First Lady, Yasmin Colon de Cortizo. Myelodysplastic syndrome is a type of cancer in which the patient has a decrease in hemoglobin and an alteration in the number of platelets and white blood cells. The health condition was diagnosed with Cortizo in June of last year. The deputy of La Chorrera and candidate for re-election, Roberto Abrego, resigned from the board of directors of the Panama Canal Authority, the ACP, which he joined on April the 13th of 2020. Abrego confirmed the information and said that he resigned on October the 30th because the rule prevented him from remaining in the ACP while he campaigned to be re-elected in his circuit. The deputy held the only position on the board of directors that is appointed by the National Assembly and joined the ACP to replace former deputy Elias Castillo. Under his command, the Assembly's Commerce Commission has been widely questioned by the plenary session of the Supreme Court of Justice and by the Attorney General of the Administration, Rigoberto González. Both instances question the aforementioned Commission's treatment of Bill 1011, which eventually became Law 406. Yes, that's the one of this year, which adopted the contract between Panama and Minera Panama S.A. Abrego proposed that the bill be returned to the executive so that it could make modifications. Both the court and the attorney highlighted that this action is not supported by the regulations of the Assembly, since it was up to the Commission to simply approve or disapprove it. The Municipal Council of Panama approved on Tuesday the budget presented by the mayor and candidate for re-election, José Luis Fábrega, for next year, an amount that amounts to $325.5 million. This amount represents an increase of $15.5 million over the 2023 budget, which was set at $310 million. The budget was approved in the absence of Fabrica, who has not appeared in the municipal council for weeks. This behaviour of the mayor was questioned by some councillors, such as Don Bosco's councillor, Guillermo Bermudez, who said that Fabrica is hiding, is afraid and does not want to face public scrutiny. The only two representatives who voted against the budget were Bermudez and Ricardo Dominguez from the Bella Vista district. Both are part of the ranks of the Panamanista party. I think Fabrica thinks that by doing these things behind the backs of the citizens and with the majority of votes secure from his bench, nothing will happen and he will have his budget for his re-election. In the end, I think he will be wrong in his analysis, since the punishment vote for his terrible management will sink in, said Bermudez, who is also a candidate for mayor of Panama for the Panamanista Change Democratic, that's the CD Alliance. Now, according to the document presented, of the total budget of $153 million will be for operations and $172.5 million for investments. There is an increase in payroll expenses. In 2023, Fabrica allocated $145.8 million for operation, but in 2024 it will be $153 million, which represents an increase of $7.2 million. Within this line is the payroll expense. In investments, the Municipality of Panama allocated $164.5 million this year, while for next year it will be $172.5 million. That is $8 million more. Well, I must admit, from what I've seen, the Christmas decorations look a lot better than last year. Right, well, that's it. That's our roundup. Some of the items in the local news here in the Republic of Panama compiled for you on this morning's programme.